Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving a microphone,
dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, doing something with it, too. You know, I'm going to quit saying I'm trying. My wife told me the other day, she said, Steve, stop saying you're trying. She said, you're doing it, son. She told it to me just like that. She said, sir, you are absolutely doing it. Stop saying you're trying. You know what? I was talking to somebody the other day and they said trying is a noble way of explaining your failure. Trying to say I tried or I'm trying is a very noble way of explaining your failure of not getting it done. And that's a true statement. You ever heard somebody say, well, I tried. Well, then people go, well, long as you tried. Well, you know, man, you're not getting it done. And you say, well, I'm trying, but you ain't quite getting it done. But it sounds noble, though, don't it? I mean, it's such a true statement. It's just trying is a noble way of saying you ain't getting it done or you failed. It's very noble to say I tried. I tried to do my best, but that wasn't good enough. I tried to make it, but I just didn't get there. What good does that do the person that was waiting on you to get there? What good does that do the group of people that was counting on you? What good does that do your child sitting at the door expecting daddy to show up and daddy was somewhere trying? What good does that do? Nothing. So I'm going to quit saying it. Steve Harvey got a radio show, and I'm doing something with it. Yes, sir. Okay? Now, here's the deal today. I got a good one for you. Because I was thinking of my own life, which I use oftentimes in my messaging. Because I think that God has given me the trials and tribulations that he has set for me so that when I start running my mouth and talking, I have a clear-cut understanding of what I'm talking about. So here it is. This is what I want you to do with your life, and this is what I want you to start to considering about your life today. And this is for all of us. Get a mission. Get a mission, man. Get a purpose. Get a higher calling. be about it. What's this all for? What you waking up in the morning for? Get at it today. One more time. Get a mission. Get a purpose in your life. Find that higher calling of why you are here. Be about it. What's it all for? Get at it today. Now, Steve, you're making some big statements here. You know I'm going to clean it up for you, don't you? Because, you know, I don't just throw it out there without the how-to part. See, the how-to part is usually where most people stop. They tell you, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do, this is what you got to do. Then they don't tell you how to. That's why I don't get off the boat right there. Now, if you're trying to figure out, if you're trying to get your life a mission, and you're trying to figure out the purpose and what the higher calling is, and you want to be about something, and you're trying to figure out what's it all for, and you want to go get at it today, here's the trick. God knows. God knows the answer to all those questions. He knows what your mission in life is. He already know what your purpose is. He already know what the higher calling is. He already know what you got to be about. He already know what it's all for. He already know what you need to go get at. God knows. You know why he knows? Because he created you. And God created all of us with a purpose in mind. Irregardless as to how we were created, we were all created with a purpose in mind. He got a mission for us. He got something he wants from us. He got something he expects of us. He has a life of abundance prepared for each and every one of us that will lay claim to it. Now, if you don't want that, then go on and start making decisions on your own, possibly like you have. Now, let me ask you something. Since you've been making all the decisions on your own, where you at? Where you at with it? How you feel about it every day? How locked in on your mission are you? Are you on a good purpose plan? You know, do you feel like your life is in a higher calling? Do you know what you about? Do you have an understanding of what it's all for? Are you up every day going and getting at it? See, come on now. So now I'm asking you, if you've done this without talking to God or without checking in with your creator, can you answer all those questions? I can flat out tell you, you can't. I know for a fact you can't. Because you can't know how good your life can be. And you won't have a life as good as you want it to be until you have connected with the one that created you. You better understand this one now. Please understand, this ain't Steve just over here ranting and raving. This is Steve after having years of figuring this one out. But it's all in the Bible. It's all in holy writings. But, you know, I ain't got time for that. Don't go to church like I'm supposed to. Don't read the Bible or the scrolls or the Quran or whatever your faith is. You don't read all that. It's in there, though. It's in there. But we humans. So we go get at it the way we see it. Let me tell you what happened to me. See, while I was getting at it the way I saw it ought to be got at, you understand me? When I was defining my purpose, when I was creating my own mission, when I was laying claim to what my calling is in life, let me tell you what I was doing. I was deferring the abundance that he really had for me. I'm just now, listen to me, I'm just now getting at it for real. Oh, I've been working towards it all my life. I didn't know it though, but see, because God is so merciful and so full of grace, he allowed me to make all the mistakes I made. And then when I finally came to him, he said, all right, now, I'm going to take all the mistakes, tell you how cold I am now, this God now. I'm going to tell you how cold God is. He takes all the mistakes you made, all the failures you made while you was making your own decisions. He takes all of that and uses them as valuable gained and learned experiences. And he takes that and allows you to be who you are today. See, God ain't gonna let you forget what you did. But here's something cold too. He ain't gonna let what you did go for naught. Uh-oh, what you say, Steve? See, that's what's cold. See, all the mistakes I made, every lie I told, every traumatic experience I went through, I put anybody through. Anytime, man, I was out there tripping, trying to justify it as right, he said, all right, okay. But now because of my mercy and my grace, what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow all this to happen. You're going to waste a lot of time. You're going to forfeit a life of abundance that you could have been and had. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all of that and I'm going to turn it into some good. So I'm going to let all of these lessons that you've learned, all of these hardships, all of these moments of despair, come back and you'll use them. You'll wear them on your head like a crown. It's going to be jewels in your head, man. I'm going to take all of that stuff and make you knowledgeable. I'm going to take all that stuff and make you wise, man. I'm going to take all of that stuff and I'm going to put it in your mission. I'm going to take all that stuff and make that a part of your purpose. I'm going to take all that stuff and create that to be a part of your higher calling. I'm going to take all that and let you be about that right there. I'm going to take all of that and I'm going to let you find out what it's all been for. I'm going to take all of that and with all of that mess you've made of your life, I'm going to let you now take all that and go get at it. See, but that only happens when you come to God. Because God is the only one that knows what you've been through and how to take what you've been through and turn it into something to help you get through what you're going through. He the only one can do that. Ain't nobody else like him. There's nothing like him on this world available to you, man. So quit tripping yourself out. Get over there and talk to God, man. Quit wasting your life like I was doing. Stop. I'm telling you, he'll let you get at it. And can't nobody let you get at it like him. All right? Let's ride.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. 18 minutes after the hour. We here.
Yeah.
We in here. We is here.
Yes, sir.
On this Friday.
Man.
What?
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, yes, sir. Say it.
I'm off.
What?
You are?
You're off.
Man.
Say it again, because I want you to convince me that you're...
No, I'm off.
Yes.
I have today... As soon as I get through with this, I'm off.
Woo, what are you going to do?
I'm off Saturday. Girl. I'm off Sunday.
Oh.
I got a meeting Sunday night and Monday morning. But guess where they're meeting at, though?
What, your house? Where?
Where?
Vegas!
Woo! I ain't mad at that meeting.
That's better than your house.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
man, soon as this over with.
Vegas!
I'm heading out of here. I'm going to land down there and get that thing started.
Will you be able to do any gambling there, sir, since you have all these meetings and things?
Is he going to be able to?
Since you have all these meetings and
the meeting
things?
Is at the table.
Come on, Tommy. Around Black 17.
Why? I mean, I don't know if you'll have time. You're so busy when you get to Vegas with your meetings and everything. I don't know if you'd be able to fit it in.
The meeting, Shirley, is in between spins at the roulette table.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be
mess
right
around,
there with him.
That's why the meeting get canceled. Won't be no damn. What's Steve got?
If you get hot, you won't be no me.
Oh no, dog. If I'm hot, I'm not coming off.
Cause Steve he gambles during lunch, breakfast, dinner.
Yeah, commercial you break. The breakfast table.
Keno. All
hey,
of that.
You remember when we was out there broadcasting from that casino? And we was right next to the bar.
Yeah.
And I would take y'all's money and go win it. Go win it at video poker and then bring y'all winnings back.
I remember. Yep.
Steve, here, take $100. All right, cool. I go up there and then whatever I want, I bring it back. You give me $100, I bring you back $230. Give me $100, I bring you back $185. Somebody gave me $100, I came back with $350, $400.
Yeah.
And your patience are bad when you gamble, Steve. He get mad if you just gambling little money. He took a stack of my chips one time and put it on the number because I was getting on his
nerves. Yeah. What you finna win?
You $20.
He took a stack of your chips.
Yeah, Junior. He said, what is this, light bill money? Let's go.
Yeah, you trying to hit. You trying to come up. You can't come up. Yeah. Then put
like,
a dollar on the number and split the number. You got 50 cents on the number, man. I just finna be trying to do this, man. What is 50 cents times 35?
Playing nickel machines and penny machines.
$17 here. Girl, get off
of
that.
He got $50 on all his numbers.
I know.
All his numbers.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We're at the quarter machines, balling
but if it
out.
Hit though,
and it does hit.
Yeah,
boy,
you always seem to hit, Steve.
Huh?
You always seem to hit.
Yeah, cause I gamble. I'm out here gambling. It's called gambling.
Taking a chance.
Yeah.
What killed me is Boomerang. He always waiting for your dog. You gonna give me some money to gamble with? I was like, why? That's not gambling if you're not using your money. Well, come on.
It's more fun when you use someone else's money, though. Because it doesn't hurt as much when you lose.
Okay.
Huh?
It hurt, though.
It don't hurt what?
I said it's more fun using someone else's money because it doesn't hurt as much when you lose.
No, Shirley, that's not right.
When do you get to use somebody else's money? What?
She's referring to what Tommy said
about
Boom.
Tommy said, Boom asked you for money to gamble
using
with.
Using your money.
And I said it's more fun when you use someone else's money.
Nah, because see, once I give it to me, it's yours.
Is.
No. Boom, I tell you what, man. Boom cannot lose. Oh, when he winning, he's friendly with the dealer. When he start losing, he start calling the dealer names. I see the dealer shriveling, and I had to build him structure back up.
Oh, God. He start talking crazy to the dealer.
I mean, man, like the dealer go on break, and we'll still be at the table when the dealer come back. Here come this blankety blank.
Cussing
see, them bought your blank over here. Now this blank finna start going all blanked up again. Man,
won't
you
surprised?
Carry your blank somewhere and get to take another blank break? The dude be just looking, and Boom 6'6", so he looking at him like, oh my God.
He's gonna kill
this
me.
This man hates me. But this one little dude, man, wasn't scared of Boom. So he was like Puerto Rican or some little tough little dude. Boom kept on, he said, maybe you don't need to play.
he knew how to get Boom off of him.
Oh, I play if I want to. Well, good luck. Good lucky for you, my friend. Maybe you don't need to play.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's funny. So then he got real strong because we was at the table. We was on there for 3 days. So then boy, he would rake Boom's chips off the roulette wheel and pull them in a bucket and then look at Boom and go, man, I was hollering laughing.
You big crying.
Boom hated this little dude.
I like
that. Well, we had some fun at that dude's table, man. All right.
Kicking it.
So are you going for the meetings or you're going for the gambling? What are you doing?
Oh, no, I'm going for the meetings.
Oh, okay. You're just
going to. You really going for the meetings?
You really are?
Just happen to be in Vegas.
Who decided where the meeting
was? Well,
the
meeting ain't until Sunday night and Monday.
Oh, okay. What's it about?
You know, I don't want to miss nothing, so you know, I'm going to go out there today. But I cannot
get started.
Be late for the meeting.
Now, what do you pack when you go to Vegas?
All what Vegas gear.
Like what?
Tuxes.
Oh, okay.
You know, I like gambling in tux.
Huh. Yeah.
Rat pack. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have no bow tie on, and it be loose, but, you know, I go on. I Vegas out.
Shiny shoes, the whole nine.
Oh, sparkle everything.
Love it. That's Vegas, though.
You got to sparkle
in Vegas, though.
Yeah, yes. I got sparkle. You know, I got watches on. That got that. You know, I ain't out there playing. I ain't going to be at the table look like I don't belong.
It's not going to happen.
No, when I stick my arm out to place a bet, they say, okay, he can afford this.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell you what, Uncle, if it go bad, you gonna be the last one to leave the table.
I do have two. But you know what, man? I'm a smart gambler, though, because I know what I have to lose. I'm not going to go beyond that. You know, whatever I take out there to gamble with.
That's it.
I'm going to bring 3/4 of that. You know, I'm going to try to bring half of that back.
Okay.
You take out
the most I'll lose is 3/4 of it.
All right, we got to go to break. When we come back from the break, Steve, something funny
is
coming up.
It's a way to cut us off.
Yeah, you know, it ain't that high. They ain't high, dude.
All right, coming up next, it's Black History Month Facts. Okay. So get ready for Steve's little known Black History Month Facts. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back 34 minutes after the hour, right after this song. We got a nephew. You got one?
I got one, Unc.
Little known Black History Fact. Junior, do you have one?
Yes, I do, Unc.
Okay, we'll be back.
Both of them.
This is the last week for this.
don't rush this, Shirley. This is important.
Yes, we're rushing it. Yes, okay, we are. This is March 1st. Don't hurry up. Give me, I'm
y'all
fit.
Need to be proud of y'all's culture.
Hey, man, did y'all like that nine later when
boy,
yesterday?
Oh, I got so many tweets about that.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Steve. That was pretty good.
Yeah, they were hollering.
All right, so that's what you'll get when we come back. Some more of that.
All right, we back. What's his name?
No racist.
Hi, everybody. Here I'm here. Narafa Jackson. I am the first black commentator ever be loud touch a microphone.
They had microphones back then. Okay.
No, they got them now, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're still alive.
Yeah. I used a bullhorn back then.
Okay.
Yeah. I created all the signal for slaves.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's some history right there.
Yeah, see, you didn't know that. See,
no.
Watch this here.
What?
See, you ain't know where this come from. Psst.
No, I didn't.
No, right?
That was me. Yeah, oh, I invented that.
You started that? Psst. Why?
Because when the slave owner was coming and we were doing stuff we ain't had no business doing, I couldn't go, hey, hold up, here you come.
Oh, yeah.
So I just went, psst.
Okay.
All right. And that was, I was first person to start doing piss sounds.
No.
What?
No.
What?
No, sir.
Very first one started doing piss sounds. Psst. That got everybody's attention. That's where that come from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
White folk ain't had no reason to be quiet. They own every damn thing.
You have some other facts for us? Not right.
That right there. Psst, that came from me.
Jesus.
And then, like, you know, then I created another famous African American tone.
Oh.
You know, like when white folk was talking, I'd be in the back. I was the first one to do this here. See, you know what that meant? See, they thought that was an agreement, but all the slaves knew I was saying they lying.
Oh.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Okay. See, like, say something, Tommy. See, say something as a slave owner that you think is factual.
Okay. Really? Y'all gonna get out there and work come Monday morning.
Well, see, that actually was. Well, what I'm trying to get, he don't play good.
I got you.
You know, I need you to say something that you trying to sell as factual,
he
but
said
it really ain't.
Fact,
I'm going to let y'all have cake on Sunday. Yes, I am.
see that where that comes from.
Okay.
Yeah.
But really, he meant you got to get out there and work.
Yeah.
That was factual. They was actually going
give us
out
cake.
There.
What the hell we got to do to get the cake?
But we got to bake the cake.
Right. Yeah. From scratch.
Yeah.
Your damn wife can't cook.
All right.
But why am I saying it naturally, though?
I know. Because
well, you know, see that where that come from.
Narafa.
It's been handed down.
Tommy, what's your thing?
Let me tell you what I got here, little known Black History Facts here, Mr. Narafa. Now, this is Donald Ray Fleming went to jail in 1972 for stealing bacon and hams out the store. Now, his daddy, J.C. Fleming, would always go and bail him out. Now, it was 1977. Donald Ray got in trouble again. The boy stole a Trans Am in 1977 and went to jail. Now, he called his daddy. Now, J.C. Fleming had told him, if you go down there again, I'm not coming down there to get you, and I'm not bailing you out. J.C. put his foot down and let Donald Ray know that Donald Ray stole that car, and he called his daddy and kept calling And J.C. Fleming finally picked up the phone, and that's when he said, "Will you accept a collect call from the penitentiary?" And J.C. Fleming had tears running down his face, and that's when he said, "I will not accept the call." J.C. Fleming is the first person to deny a collect call.
Wow.
Wow. He is the first person, and it hurt him to his heart because his boy was on the other end, but he had to teach him a lesson. This right here is little known Black History Facts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First coming up next.
Fleming. All right. To deny the call.
J.C. Fleming.
Yeah. It's run that prank back time. That's coming up.
Y'all calls ain't never been denied. I'm sorry.
I have. I want to thank J.C.
What's the prank, nephew?
You ain't married.
Okay.
You ain't married. This. You think y'all been married. Y'all ain't been married.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, 48 minutes after the hour. 48 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Coming up at the top of the hour, I won't be doing any more slavery facts.
You can't wait for March, too, right?
Man, I'll be glad when March gets here. I'm just going to be talking about this damn basketball. top it out. The Academy Awards is Sunday night.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to play some movie trivia with the morning crew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're going to ask me some stuff.
Yes.
The least movie person in the world. Yes.
That's why.
And we still taking your calls. Have you worked on a job with somebody that was so fine that it was a distraction? Mm-hmm. But right after this, nephew going to run that prank back.
You ain't married.
Okay, let's just go.
You are not married.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Brian.
Yeah, this is he.
How you doing, Brian? My name is Daniel. I wanted to give you a call today. You got a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, you're Brian, right? You're married to Althea?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, that's me. That's my wife, yeah.
Okay. Got a question for you. How long have you guys been married?
Going on 9 years now. We've been married. Now, who is this?
My name is Daniel. Were you guys married at Greater New Missionary Baptist Church?
Let me see. Yeah. That's the name of that church. Yeah, Greater by 9 years. Yeah, that's right. Why? What's going on? What you asking me all these questions for?
Okay. Do you remember the minister that officiated your actual wedding ceremony?
Yeah, that was Reverend.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I got the right person. I wanted to make sure I had the right person, Brian. So I'm sorry if it seemed a little weird to you. Here's what's going on. We've just come up with a new discovery. A lot of information that Reverend, none of his credentials are true. Everything is false. He's not a minister at all. He never was a minister. And every single wedding ceremony that he officiated is basically null and void. So, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you and Althea, even though you think you've been married for 9 years, you guys are not married at all.
No. Doc, you got to have the wrong person. Because me and Althea, we got married about 9 years ago, and Reverend, he the preacher.
I know that. What I'm telling you is, He never was ordained. He's never been an ordained minister. He's not a minister at all. So when he performed this ceremony, your wedding ceremony, he had no right to be doing that. You guys are not married. You know, you guys have been living in sin for 9 years.
Hold on, Doc. Let me tell you something. I ain't been living in no sin. Me and my wife, we have been married for 9 years, and that man, he's a preacher. I'm telling you, he's a preacher. I heard him preach last Sunday.
Sir, as of today, He has no right to be in anybody's pulpit. He has no right to be officiating, whether it's weddings or funerals, no matter what it is, christenings for children. He's not allowed to do that, and we have officially stopped him from doing anything serving under as being a pastor or a minister. We have stopped that. But what I want you to know is that you have been living in sin, and we want to try and get you guys married as soon as possible, so you're not living in sin.
Oh, no, Doc. I ain't been living in no sin. I have been married for 9 years. This woman, she has been taking care of me and my kids for the past nine years.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You guys have children?
Yeah, we got two kids. Two beautiful kids.
Okay, then those kids are bastards.
Bastards? Hold on. Let me tell you something. My kids ain't no bastards. What about your kids? Your kids are bastards?
No, sir. My kids were born in wedlock. Your kids have been born out of wedlock.
I'm telling you, that man did my service, and he is a preacher. He's a man after God's own heart himself. He done everything that he could for me and my family. He is a preacher.
Sir, I know it's hard for you to swallow the truth, but I want you to know, and I need you to be able to tell Althea that you guys are not married, not as of right now.
No. Okay, so hold on. Now, back in the olden days, but before all these colleges and stuff came about, you telling me that them men back in the old days, that they wasn't no preachers, that they wasn't men after the cloth? Is that what you're saying to me?
What are you getting at, sir?
What I'm trying to say is, back in the olden days, back in the 20s and 30s, they didn't have all these colleges and all these degrees and stuff like these new preachers got these days. That man, now, he was from back then, and God called them, and that's what they went on to. And all them people that they married back then, they did the same thing today. You don't need no degree to say that you're a preacher. You don't need no license to say you're a preacher. Me and my wife, we've been married for 9 years. My kids have been born in wedlock. We were married. We were married by Reverend My friends and family, they was all there.
Sir, the bottom line is that you have been living in sin because you have not been married with your wife for the last 9 years, and your kids, I hate to say it, your kids are bastards.
Now, hold on now. I done told you. Don't say nothing else about my kids. See, I ain't no cusser, but don't push me. My kids ain't no bastards. You understand me? You don't get me upset.
Sir, I'm trying to give you the truth and try to get you in here and get you married so you will not be living in sin any more than what you are.
I ain't living in no sin. Look, now you gonna make me whoop your ass. You understand? Me and my wife, we have been married for 9 years. Don't sit up here and call me talking about that we ain't married, that man ain't no preacher. You understand? Now get off my phone. But that's my wife. Those are my kids. They have been born in wedlock. You understand?
Sir, I just wanted to call and give you the information so that you could probably stop living in sin. That's all I wanted to do.
I ain't living in no sin. That's what I just told you. You ain't hear me? I ain't living in no sin. Maybe you the one that's living up in some sin. Now, you ain't got nothing to say to me. That man that married us 9 years ago. Now, get your ass off my phone.
Sir, I have one more thing. I'd like to say
to you.
You
ain't got nothing else to say to me. You ain't get your ass off my damn phone. Now, do you understand me? I ain't got time for this publicity.
Sir, can I say one more thing?
What you got to say to me now?
I just wanted to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Althea, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, man, now. Oh, Lordy. Doc, yeah. I almost went in on you, Doc. You almost made me go there. Yeah, I'm going to get Althea. You say Althea put you up to this?
Althea got me to prank you, man.
Wow, man.
Oh, man. Hey, man, you all right with me, brother? I got to ask you something, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the 89th, the 89th Annual Academy Awards are this coming Sunday. Wow. And ABC, they're on ABC. ABC is going to air it, and it's going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. We are so excited that Denzel, Viola Davis, Naomi Harris, Mahershala Ali, we know him as Remy from House of Cards, Octavia Spencer, Hidden Figures, Moonlight, Fences, and more are nominated. So today, we decided to play a little movie trivia with the person who watches the least movies on this show, fearless leader, our boss, Mr. Steve Harvey.
I'm going to surprise y'all today.
Okay, Steve.
Okay.
We're going to play a soundbite. You tell us the name of the movie.
Okay.
Nobody makes Sheriff Buford T. Justice look like a possum's becker.
Except for that.
Your ass. What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
But I'm in the hospital.
I've been here.
What is
it? Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Smokey and the Bandit.
One of your faves.
I could have stopped y'all a long time ago.
Okay.
All right, so I won that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you did good.
Right. Okay. Before we play the next one, who's betting on me? Who's betting against me?
Okay, on this one, I'm a bet against you, Steve. You know, I always go with you.
I don't know which one it is, but probably
I'm against you on all of them.
All right, let's go. Come on.
All right, hit it, Kat.
I'll answer the question. You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
You can stop now. That's Jack Nicholson in the movie about Guantanamo Bay. About them Marines.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
What is the name of the movie?
Okay, now that I got that out, let me try to figure out. Okay, it's either A Few Good Men or Men of Honor. I'ma go with A Few Good Men.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Steve. You did that. Okay. You did that. Cool. I lost that bet.
Keep on betting on. Okay. That's two for Steve.
That is two.
Yeah. That's two. I'm finna show y'all something.
Okay.
All right, sure.
Okay, all right, let's go. One more.
Yeah. I'm in this room by my damn self, so you can't say I'm getting no help.
That's true.
And okay, Kat, don't cheat. I know Kat be trying.
Yeah, Kat could cheat.
Don't cheat, Kat.
Kat ain't help me. I'm telling you.
Okay.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like? What country you from?
What
ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English and what?
What?
English, mother do you speak it?
Oh. That's Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes.
That's that movie where they was in that jungle and he was dropping the men off at that helicopter.
Right.
Okay, now let me think what that is. That movie. It was the black dude that he hated. That he wanted to run out the core.
Right, he wanted to run out the core.
Oh, man. Behind, no.
The movie you thinking about is Basic.
Man, shut up.
It's Basic, but that's not what the clip was.
I ain't talking about no damn Basic. I don't even know what
he
that is.
No Basic, yeah.
She just shout ass down.
Oh, that's the name of the movie
That's why we didn't want to do this, because you always get mad.
I know the movie, but let me think of what it is. I'm trying to find the movie cover in my head. That's how I know the movie. Okay. Something about enemies.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Is Enemy in the title?
No, it is not.
Okay, then. I don't know. What is it, man?
It was Pulp Fiction. Yeah, it was Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, my Junior's in his feelings right now, Steve.
Yeah. That wasn't a damn Pulp Fiction.
Come on.
Yeah.
That was that other movie.
I want to hear that whole...
I swear to God, it was the other movie.
All right, Steve. Two out of three. That's not bad. You did pretty good. Just don't get mad. Hold your temper. Coming up at 18 after the hour, the butterfly is in the building. He's going to be here with his butterfly blog. Coming up at 18 after the hour, the butterfly is in the building. He's going to be here with his butterfly blog.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, coming up 18 minutes after the most depressing part of the show. Eugene the Butterfly.
Tell him about it, dog.
He's so damn dry.
Don't say that. You know that's going to hurt his feelings.
So damn dry. What you say to me?
I believe it, too.
All right, y'all going to deal with it. I ain't dealing with it.
I ain't.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Julie. Good morning to all of you all. It's a beautiful Friday. Good morning.
You sound so excited today. Good morning, butterfly. Yeah. Butterfly.
You guys,
all it is just a sound.
y'all are playing the movie games and stuff. You know I love playing the movie games. So that's, Stephen.
Yeah, man.
Will you play with me? Because I'm gonna give you this movie. Here it is.
You're gonna act it out?
Yeah, because I don't have no clips. Yeah, I'm not that I don't have all the technology stuff. So here it is. Say, baby, can I be your slave? I've got to admit, girl, you're the girl, and I'm digging you like a grave. You know it yet?
Yeah.
Now, do they call you daughter to the spinning pulsar, or maybe queen of 10,000 moons, sister to the distant?
I got it. Right.
What is it?
Village people.
Now.
That wasn't a movie.
That's a group.
Now. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. Hind legs on Spank Jehovah. Who am I? It's not important, but they call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left thigh. Ooh. Trying to be the funk in your right. You know it yet.
He doesn't. I can answer for him.
Steven.
What?
No. Do you know my movie yet?
What movie?
The one I'm doing. Why are you not cooperating with me?
He didn't pay attention.
No,
what
are
you doing?
I told you it was boring. Go ahead.
This was a very good movie. Don't do that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Do it again. I pay attention.
5, 4, 3, 2. One, I'm just going to start right here. Talk that talk, honey. Walk that walk, money. Hind on legs that spite Jehovah. Who am I? It's not important, but they call me brother to the night. And right now, I'm the blues in your left eye, trying to become the funk in your right.
Mo better blues.
No. No. And I just want to give you injections of sublime erections and get you to
Jack
dance
Reacher.
To the...
Jack
with
Reacher.
Tom Cruise. Tell him.
Was that it, Eugene?
No.
The Patriot.
The Patriot.
It's Love Jones.
Oh, I didn't know.
A Blues for Nina with Lorenz Tate. How could you not know that?
I never saw it.
It's a great movie, yeah.
You ain't live.
Yeah. You got to put that.
Oh, that's a classic.
You got to put that in your, on your list to watch. That's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It truly hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Nia Long and Lorenz Tate.
Yes.
Yeah, they step and everything in that movie, Steve. You would love it.
All about Chicago.
So how about, I know why you got out the car last night, cuz. You ain't need to be there no way. Turned on the TV this morning. They talk about living in a violent world, a violent crime. They ain't say nothing about my brother, me. I figure they don't know, don't show. I don't care about what's going on in the hood. Hey, Doe, you still got one brother left, man. Do you know that one, Steven?
Soldier Store.
All right, we got to go to break. This is...
It was boys in the hood, fool. That was Doughboy.
Well, we knew that when you
Doughboy Ice Cube when he had a curl.
All right,
I didn't see that either.
How you at? Don't tell nobody this.
Yeah, really.
No, I've never
these
seen
are classic.
Boys in the Hood.
These are
I've never seen it. I promise.
See, that's why that's why people get. See, right.
What
here,
year did Boys in the Hood come out?
I don't 90s, know, but you should have seen it
in the 90s. Okay, listen, we're having
you know what was happening to me in the 90s.
But we're having a lot of fun. Yeah, at least are you having fun, Steve, playing movie trivia?
Oh,
movie
man,
trivia?
I'm killing it. I'm doing good with the regular game. I don't like this game.
We're getting ready for the Oscars this Sunday, and we're going to go to the phones as well. You all are still calling us who have worked with people who are so hot that their fineness, their hotness is a distraction. So give us a call, 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening right to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
34 minutes after that, hey, when we come back, we're going to go to the phone. The call is, are you working with anybody so fine that it's a distraction? Huh?
I love it.
Yeah. We'll be back. Let's go to line 4 and talk to Geraldine. Geraldine.
Good morning. How's everybody doing this beautiful day? God bless you all.
Yeah, God bless you too. Lord have mercy. Born before 1970. I know that's right. Geraldine, have you ever worked with somebody that was so fine it was a distraction?
Well, no. I called to say I'm the one that was the fine distraction.
Okay.
Still the fine distraction.
Come
I'm from
on.
Los Angeles. Still, I said still. I was groomed. I'm from Chicago, but my mother always trained us. You don't walk out the house looking any old kind of way. And I'm a little on the seasoned side, and I still hold true to that. But I'm in corporate America. I've been in corporate America over 30 years, and I really believe that it was my responsibility to represent that we, as African Americans, we can be just as beautiful people, just as professional, just as, you know. And I always felt that it was, in being in corporate America, it was my responsibility just to represent. And I always, you know, I get people jealous all the time, you know, but I go in and get the job done, and I'm very, you know, I just carry myself like I think black people with pride should.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
No, that's right. All right. Geraldine said I was the damn distraction.
Let me call you.
No, I said I'm still the distraction.
Oh, you still right. is the distraction.
Right, Steve. You, that's well, fine.
Okay, Geraldine, hold on. Go ahead, Tommy, take over. This is what you did.
Geraldine, I don't know. First of all, I don't know no Geraldines. How fine are you, Miss Geraldine?
Well, let's put it like this. I'm seasoned, but a lot of people can't even guess my age, so they be like...
Okay, well, let me ask you something.
My kids don't even know how old I am.
Okay, they stupid.
Yeah. They really don't.
Okay.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. They
don't know how old your mommy is?
Your mommy is.
No, who are you talking about?
Okay, all them years. Oh, no, all them kids, and ain't nobody figured it out. Come on. All right, now, Miss Geraldine... No, I know you probably don't look your age, but let me ask you this, though, Miss Geraldine. What celebrity do you closest resemble?
I look like Gladys Knight. I've been told that my whole life. But all I right. sing like her, too. And I had a chance to meet her, and okay. she looked at me, and she said, yeah, you do look like somebody that could be in my family. Yeah.
So you 70-something, like then. So you 70-something.
Pardon?
Nothing? I was trying to guess your age, Miss Geraldine.
Well, I don't think Tommy, I don't think it's no 70-year-old women in corporate America.
That I don't think it's no.
She says she doesn't look her age, so well, maybe they.
Well, then we can look at a couple of her friends. Everybody ain't got it together.
Hey, this is getting all right.
We can look at a couple of her friends. Everybody ain't got it together. Man. I got Cheryl, some cats I grew up with. You look at them, you don't even think we should know each other.
I admire your confidence, Geraldine.
All right.
Tommy thinks he's fine, Geraldine, so, you know, it's
he
okay.
He thinks he's a distraction at the job.
And it's just a thought.
It is.
Whatever.
Because clearly we can work.
I ain't missed a day glancing over there at him, not now time. And I know Carl ain't.
No, I'm good. You see how busy I am?
Even when you're not, you are.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Miss Geraldine.
All right, y'all. We come back after the break at 48 after the hour. Tommy got a prank phone call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got Strawberry Letter. But, Fool, what you got?
Dr. Petrie, I need some help.
What?
Okay, let's just leave it at that. Junior, don't. Junior, stop asking him what it's about.
Okay.
Dr. Petrie, I need some help.
Okay. We heard you. Steve. Just play the damn prank. It's enough with the prank. It
watch
don't
your
need
nerves,
that.
Steve, because you're
yeah, but his
little
pranks don't need the setup.
And we need you for movie trivia.
Oh, I'm just mad he can't get his movies right.
I'm 2 out of 3 on the regular game.
Yeah, well, cuss me out.
Anybody
already.
Do nothing with old ignorant ass Eugene talking. Yeah, I can't get talking about it. And then, you know, man, you don't sound nothing like no movie.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Dr. Petrie, please.
This is Dr. Petrie.
Dr. Petrie, my name is Jared, and I was hoping you could help me out with a problem that I have.
Okay, hello, Jared. I would love to help you out with a problem. Unfortunately, though,
you're Dr. Petrie, right?
I am, but this is my personal number. How did you get this number?
Somebody gave me this number so I could call you and try to get some counseling from you because I got a. I'm really in a bad situation right now.
Okay, I can recognize that you're in a bad situation. But how did you get my number? This is my personal line. Who gave you my number?
Are you the doctor? You're the counselor that help people with situations and problems and stuff, right?
Yes, I am, Jared. What can I do for you, Jared?
I got a problem that it seemed like I'm just, you know, I've been married to my wife for 6 years.
Okay, wait, Jared. Now this, what you're about to get into, you want to go into a counseling session. And so in order to do that, I do that through making an appointment. So
I understand all of that, but you don't understand. What I'm trying to tell you is that I got a situation and I know it's going to happen again tonight. Cause it's been happening all the time. I just need some. If you could just give me a little bit of help, and then I'll come in next week. But I mean, I just need you to tell me how to handle my problem, and then I'll come in next week. I need this bad right
focus.
Now.
Jared, I need you to focus. Okay, I don't do this over the phone. However, it sounds to me like you really need.
I need you. Can you be there for me just for a second?
Yes, I'm here right now.
I apologize for calling you and disrupting your weekend, but can you help me out?
Excuse me. Hey, tell him I'll call him back. This, I don't know what's going on. Someone gave this gentleman.
Hello?
Tell him I'll call him back.
Hello?
I'm here, Jared. I'm here.
Is Dr. Petrie?
I'm here. Tell me what's going on, Jared. I'm here to listen to you.
Okay, listen. I've been married to my wife for like 6 years now.
Okay.
And I don't know what it is, but whenever we intimate, you know, I get scared. And I go into the closet, and I got a TV in there, and I watch old TV shows because I'm scared. I'm scared of the intimacy between me and her.
Okay, Jared, this sounds like a particular case. It's different from anything that I've experienced thus far, and I want to make sure that I address your
concern. Now we up in the big league, getting our turn at bat.
What?
Long as we live, you and me, baby.
Jared.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, because we're moving on up.
Oh, okay, Jared, focus. You called me, and you need me to help you.
I'll be going through it. It'd be bothering me.
Okay, Jared, what I need to do is I need to make sure
One, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock right through. 3 and 4, when the band go down,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, for
hey, 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 Jared,
Breathe, Jared, breathe.
Oh, my. How did you get my number? How did you get my personal number?
They gave me your number and said you would be the one that would take care of me.
Figure out what is really going on.
Hello?
I'm here. Okay, let's take a different
And you knew where you were then. Girls were girls and men were men. Wishing we could use a man like Herbert Huber again.
Put yourself together. I want to help you. I want to help you, and I want to help your situation. I want to help you with your wife. But you called me, and I need. If you're looking for a lifeline, for an anchor, I'm trying to be that.
I need you to help me. I need you to help me with my wife, because I know my wife is going to leave me if I don't quit doing this. Here's the story. Of a lovely lady.
Oh, Jared. Oh,
bringing up three very lovely
this
girls.
Is serious. Jared, my technique is a little bit different. It may be a little unorthodox.
If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. The minnow would be lost. The minnow.
Okay. Look here.
I need you to help me. Doctor.
I need to get you into my office. I need to schedule an appointment with you. You need to erase my personal number from your cell phone because this is not how I operate.
Everybody knows your name.
Jared, focus, Jared, focus. There's a lot more going on here. For one, you're making
a lot of fun now with me and all the gang, learning from each other while we do our thing. Gonna have a good time.
You know what, Jared? My patience is fed up. I have no more patience with you. Now, I need you to stay focused and get it together.
What?
Why did you call me? How did you get my number?
Why are you hollering at me? You're supposed to be the doctor. You're supposed to be the doctor.
I am a doctor. Don't question my credentials, young man. You called me. I want to help you, but this has gone on too far.
Tommy gave me your number.
Tommy who?
Steve, you know Steve, don't you?
Now, look, I want to help you, but you are not allowing me to do so. So who is Tommy, who is Steven, and how did you get my number?
Steven is on the radio.
I don't know a Steven on the... Steven on the radio? As in, Steve Harvey on the radio? Oh... As in Tommy Nephew Tommy?
Dr. Petrie, you have been pranked!
Oh, you... no, you didn't go. Oh, my God!
Do you have a colleague named Charles?
You know what? I'm going to kill. Ooh, Lord, that, I can't believe Charlie did this to me. Oh, my God! Do you know how much time I was?
Oh,
I got
God.
Hot. You got, ooh, you got me flustered. I was recording you. I hope you know that.
I got to ask you something, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
If you like my prank, you're going to like me March 4th, Saturday night, baby, Lake Charles, Louisiana, at the Civic Center. The nephew coming to town, me and everybody in my head, you don't want to miss me. Tickets on sale right now, Saturday, March 4th. What we talking about? Come on, Lake Charles, let's get it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time. Let's buckle up and hold on tight. Here it is, Strawberry Letter 23.
Subject: online social sites are ruining my relationship. Dear Shirley and Steve, I know this may not seem like a huge issue to everyone, but it's killing me. Okay, so my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years, and we have a really good relationship. We love each other and plan to get married and start a family one day. But I have one major problem with him in the trust department. He feels the need to get on Facebook and talk to girls all the time. The latest thing I saw was him commenting on a girl's photo saying, "Darn, look at that." That disgusts me. And I know that maybe he couldn't help but see the picture, but did he have to comment on it for everyone to see? It's so embarrassing and hurtful, and he can't seem to understand this. Now he has broken my trust again. We almost broke up over this, and he knows I'm not having it. He wants me to trust him, but every time I let my guard down, he breaks my heart again over the same stupid thing. It's so stupid. Please help me. I love this man, but I will not let him embarrass me and hurt my feelings. Well, there's your answer. If it's embarrassing, hurtful to you, and this has been going on for 3 years now, why are you still putting up with it? He's not changing, obviously. He's been doing this for 3 years. So it's time for you to step up. And why would you want to marry him and be in this family environment with him? You said him doing this, the Facebook thing, disgusts you. Those are your words. Those are your words. And he keeps breaking your heart. You know what? When you have a relationship and you don't have any trust in it, or you have trust in it, you break it and then you have to rebuild. That's a hard, hard, hard thing to do. So you're going to be in a relationship with this man, or you're considering marrying this man, but you don't trust him. And when you do, he breaks your heart again. So you need to ask yourself, why are you even still in this relationship? You can't change him, but you can change yourself and get out if that's what you want to do. It doesn't sound like that because you say you love him, but you probably need to, because he keeps doing the same thing. Steve?
You know, this is real easy for me. So ladies, listen up on a lot of issues here. I'm gonna share something with you about men, in case you haven't already heard me say this 1,400 times. I'm gonna just share something with you about men in this regard. You see, What you're doing is what a lot of women do. And I understand why you do it, because it's what you want. Most women want to be in love. You know, you have this guy you've met, you love each other, he loves you, and you all love each other. You've planned to get married and start a family one day. This is all you're talking. You don't have your ages on here, but, you know, obviously you're in this new technological society, so you all are participating in it. The only way for you to know that he's doing these things on Facebook is you got to be on Facebook with him. So you're involved in the technological aspect, and now you're trying to say that online social sites are ruining my relationship. No, it's not. No, it's not. Online things have started some cool relationships. It's not ruining your relationship. It's exposing your relationship. What do you really have with this guy? I know you're planning on getting married. Y'all talking about starting a family one day. But in the meantime, though, let's just take a look at what's going on. He likes talking to girls on Facebook. He likes that. He likes looking at pictures, and he likes commenting on the pictures. These are the things you know about. These are the things you've discovered. This is what you know about. The social online dating is not ruining your relationship. It's merely exposing your relationship. So what do you really have?
Right.
Now, if this really disgusts you, and he knows this, but did he have to comment on it? Look at that. Okay. But when we come back, I'm going to explain to you what's really happening here. You can accept this or not, and I wish I had the time to do it right now, but I'll wait till I come back, and I'm going to really give it to you, sister, and I hope you take it. If you don't, then it's going to continue.
All right, we'll be back with part two of Steve's response, 12 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we back 18 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, we'll do the rest of this. Rest of this.
Letter.
Straightening.
Learn this about men, ladies. Learn this about men. This is a fact. You can ask any man out there. Men stop. We stop when you stop. You say go, here we come. You say stop, we stop. We stop it when you put a stop to it. That's manhood. And we're talking about most men. Most men are respectful now of women. And the ones that are disrespectful, we talking about the principles of manhood. They carry throughout this. Listen to me. Ma'am, you are doing this to yourself. See, he does this because you allow it to be done, because you don't have a commitment. He knows this disgusts me. And okay, here we go. It's so embarrassing and hurtful to me. He can't seem to understand this. He understands it. He just gonna keep doing it because you let him keep doing it. Now, he has broken my trust again. We almost broke up over this. See right there? Almost broke up, but you didn't break up.
3 years.
So, see, you didn't stop it, so he ain't got to stop it. Because he knows I'm not having it. No, he don't. He knows that you are having it because you keep taking it. See, men don't care what you say. We watch what you do. So he knows I'm not having it. Yes, you do. You're having it because you keep accepting it. Over how many times has he got to betray your trust before you stop allowing him? See, he wants me to trust him, but every time I let my guard down, he breaks my heart again over the same stupid thing. It's so stupid. No. You're so stupid. See, it's not that you blaming everybody but yourself. You blaming online dating. You know he couldn't help but see this picture. It was on there. But did he have to comment? You doing everything wrong. When you stop allowing him to come back in after he's done you wrong, then that's when we stop doing you wrong, if we know coming back in is the most difficult process we can face. But you keep letting him back because you're afraid if you let him go, he won't come back. At one point in time, ladies, you're going to have to put your love to the test to see if it's really love or if you just getting played.
Oh, good one, Steve.
See, now that's all to it.
I like
you
that.
Might as well go on and put it to the test, because why keep walking this dog if you ain't going to ever buy it? You can't keep going to the pet store walking the dog. Eventually, you got to take the dog home. Put your love to the test.
That's it.
And see if you really got, see if this talks about getting married and having a family, if this is serious, or if this is just a hold you in place conversation. Because we know what y'all want to hear. We'll gladly tell it to you.
All right, Steve. Today's Strawberry Letter, of course, is posted on steveharvey.com. You can tweet or Instagram me your thoughts at My Girl Shirley. Now, coming up after the break at 34 after the hour, we'll have some more calls. Who at your job is so fine that their hotness is a distraction? 877-29-STEVE is the number to call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we are still playing movie trivia with Steve as we get ready for the Oscars this Sunday. I love it. But up next, we're going to go to the phones. Who at your job is so fine that their hotness is a distraction?
It's me.
No, it's not.
We haven't called, have we? No.
No.
Fine is in good
When
they're
referring to distraction, Tommy, they're not talking about your level of business.
Let's go to line six and talk to Cammy out of Cammy.
Hello. Uh-oh. It's Cammy.
Cammy, yeah, how you doing, darling?
That's what
I said. Hey, Steve Harvey, you're going to get me fired. First of all, I'm supposed to be in roll call. I'm out here geeked up about being on the radio station.
Roll call. Okay. What kind of job you got?
Okay.
Police officer.
I work for Parks and Rec in Seattle. Yeah, they going to, look, yeah. Good thing they geeked with me about me being on here.
Okay, well, tell me this right here.
Yeah.
You ever had a job where somebody was so fine at it, it was a distraction?
Yeah, it was a couple years back. I had moved to, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, so I had went to Jefferson City, Missouri, and was working for Scholastic Books. It was my supervisor. He was a little fine young black tender. Hey!
Come on, Cammy.
Keep it 100, girl.
Yeah.
Man, he was married, but you know, he used to flirt with me and stuff. So we could wear like our little, it was like a warehouse, but it wasn't on heavy machinery. We did books. We used to get book orders ready for the schools and ship them out and stuff. So we could wear like little tank tops because it was hot in there, tank tops and you know, and stuff. So he used to be like, I see them legs. And he used to always try to work close to me. I'd be like, boy, he don't know. These little long legs don't wrap around them. I ain't never coming home.
Cammy, your coworkers are listening. Cammy,
he ever
dragged it, looking at him because he had a nice little body too. I was like, ooh, wait.
Yeah.
I made the most money at that job because I didn't miss a day. You hear me?
What you say, Cammy? Locking
you
them
hear
hours.
Me?
You hear me now?
You hear me?
Boy, I listen to you so crazy.
You hear me?
I hear you, baby.
I love you, Steve Harvey. Listen, I'll be in Seattle. I'll be fiending for your show because they don't have no radio stations up here. And I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. So I have to log in to 107.3, you know, Kansas City. Shout out to all my people back home, 816, you know.
Love her.
I love y'all. I'll be getting
people. Where you at now, Cammy? You in Seattle?
Yeah, I'm in Seattle, Washington. I've been here for 7 years, loving it.
God, dog. Parks and Recreation. Yeah, they got plenty of parks up there.
Hey, man, y'all just don't know. Y'all, listen, we through the conservation club. Y'all just don't know what we got to go through. We get the hard, dirty work, man.
I like her.
Man. Love your spirit, Cammy.
Thank you, Cammy. Stay up out there.
God bless y'all. Take care. Hey, Steve Harvey, I'm trying to come and see you somewhere. I'm mad I ain't never made it to the Hoodie Awards. My mama even went. Look, my mama be... I'm going to try to see you somewhere. You look, you international. I can't keep up with you.
Girl, yep. Ain't I, though? You hear me, though? Hey, Cammy, listen to this, though. You can come out this year to the Sand and Soul event. It's in October 6th through the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my website and look up Sand and Soul and come on out to the Bahamas because we're going to have a nice time out there this year, man. Yeah.
And if you don't catch him now, he'll be at the White House probably tomorrow evening. You can catch him over there.
Cammy, thank you.
He's going to kill you.
Wow, these are some great calls.
Yeah.
I love them. When we come back from the break at 48 after, movie trivia, more of it with Mr. Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back. It's Oscar Sunday. The morning crew wanted to test my movie knowledge since I watched the least amount of movies of them all. You know, they trying to stomp me. I'm two out of three so far.
Not bad.
Which has really stunned them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have more coming.
All right, go ahead. All right, we back. What?
All right.
Get a good one, Shirley.
Okay. Let's do this one, Kat. Steve, you ready? Here we go.
Don't nobody know nothing? What up with this? Somebody got to know something was going
Stop.
On.
Stop. New Jack City.
Oh!
What?
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Stop.
Wow.
killing
Nino
y'all.
Brown? Look at
I'm
you.
Killing y'all, man. I'm killing y'all.
You really
I'm three
are.
For four.
Who knew?
I'm killing y'all. I'm killing y'all. Yeah, you know who's really pissed about this that damn time?
Tommy. Yeah. He's tight. He's tight.
Boy, he's you better be glad tight. I didn't pick the movies. That's what you better be glad.
You were in it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you did. You helped us pick them.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm still here.
I mean, I can't believe it.
I know.
All right,
I'm
going to
need my money, too.
Come on, Shirley, keep going.
Yeah, okay, you want some more? Here we go. Okay, how about this one, Kat?
What did you call me?
I called you your name.
The hell you did? What? I ain't deaf, motherfucker. You called me Indigo.
What? No, come on, I didn't call you Indigo. I called you a name. Come on.
No, you didn't, motherfucker. You called me Indigo. I can't even believe you would have the audacity to call me by your other woman's name.
Stop.
Audacity.
Was that Denzel Washington voice?
Of course.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mo better believe.
Steve! Okay. You showing out today, no, baby. No,
where is Steve Harvey?
Yes.
Where
is
y'all made it easy for him.
No, you ain't made it no easy, man. Shut up. I was trying to, you act like you the only, because I'm all off in your world now. Uh-huh. Better at it than you, damn near. That was you. Come on, what else y'all got?
One
I'm
more,
crushing
Shirley.
It.
Okay, one
four
more.
Out
one
of
more.
Five.
I'm switching
four
it up.
Out of five.
Yeah. God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hmm. Play a white movie, Shirley.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to make it. It.
Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance?
Stop.
Just one.
Stop. Greatest movie of all time, Mel Gibson, Braveheart.
Yes, sir.
Tommy said play a white movie. I did. Yeah. I knew he was going to get that one.
That is one
would
of the greatest.
Would you be willing to trade one day?
Come on.
Of
get it in
freedom.
A dress.
Good job, get it in a Steve. Skirt. Good job. You've only missed, what, one so far? One,
four out of five.
Wow.
Let me. Can I hear that whole sound? I've never seen that
oh,
whole
you need to
movie,
hear that.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, you need to hear that one.
Well, play hard.
Play number Run three it. Again, Kat, please.
Would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance,
you
to come
right
back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives? But they'll never take our freedom! Freedom!
Come on, boy. Steve.
Yeah!
That's your favorite part of it. Yeah, I love that part. I love when he does that.
They pull them dresses up and head across that damn field. They ass is mad with rocks and spikes in their head. You had to go over there to whoop somebody's ass. You couldn't just throw.
You can't shoot.
William
none of that.
Wallace?
William Wallace.
Yeah, William Wallace.
William Wallace.
Wow. Okay. Good job, Steve. I'm
Steve,
very
you
impressed.
Are
yeah,
them.
Very I'm, impressed I'm, with you today.
I'm over here with
you.
Tears in my eyes.
We have a few more. But before we get to that, do freedom right. for me one more time, though, Steve.
All right, here we go. Before we close, we're going to close out. We're going to come back. You got something about Denzel. Then
oh,
I'm going
yeah,
to
yeah,
go on
yeah.
and knock a couple of these movies out.
Look at him. Look
hear,
at him with his chest out.
I got to hear you say freedom, though. I love when you say that.
Freedom!
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, now Denzel, Steve, took home the NAACP Image Award a couple
Hell
weekends
yeah.
ago for Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture for his role as Troy Maxson in the August Wilson-adapted film Fences. And Denzel, of course, is nominated this Sunday for an Oscar for Best Actor. And we want to play Denzel's speech from the Image Awards. Take a listen. This was phenomenal.
Tennessee Williams, Arthur Miller, Eugene O'Neill, Edward Albee, August Wilson. August Wilson is one of the greatest playwrights in the history of American or world theater. It is a privilege, an honor, a responsibility, a duty, and a joy to bring his brilliance to the screen. I am particularly proud and happy about the young filmmakers, actors, singers, writers, producers that are coming up behind my generation. In particular, Barry Jenkins. Young people understand this young man made 10, 15, 20 short films before he got the opportunity to make Moonlight. So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. If it was easy, there'd be no Kerry Washington. If it was easy, there'd be no Taraji Henson, P. Henson. If it were easy, there'd be no Octavia Spencer. But not only that, if it were easy, there'd be no Viola Davis. If it were easy, there'd be no Michael T. Williamson, no Stephen McKinley Henderson, no Russell Hornsby. If it were easy, there'd be no Denzel Washington. So keep working, keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. So keep moving, keep growing, keep learning. See you at work.
What a speech.
Wow. Love it. Love it.
You know?
He's a bad boy.
So moving. I love that speech.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that was him at the NAACP Image Awards. Hopefully he'll get a chance to make another great speech at the Oscars this Sunday when he wins for Fences for Best
Come on,
Actor.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great movie. Great part for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve, you ready? You motivated now since you heard Denzel?
Man, I'm just so tickled to death that Tommy,
shut
he's
up.
Crushed.
You getting him? You getting
him?
Y'all,
hey, man,
he's doing
tell
good,
something.
Right, Tommy?
He really is.
Tommy put this together.
You're doing good.
This was a shot at his uncle.
It was a shot.
This is an attempt to bring me down.
Yeah.
Oh, I know I'm gonna get the next two, but it's all right though. Let me just go and get my glory.
You might
get the next two.
Nah, y'all gonna try to slam me. Go ahead. I'm ready though. Whatever.
There's certain things you just have no control over, all right?
Really? Like what?
Like love.
Love. You know, what do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Yes.
Come on, dog. I'm a root for you now. Come on.
You know that one.
Come on.
That's classic.
Come on,
Come on, man. Dig deep. Don't you tell him, kid, dog.
Last night in love.
You gonna sing it out?
That helps him. You don't understand.
You cannot play that.
She ain't doing all that cussing on that song.
Come on home.
Well, you recognize the actor voices, right?
Did I don't
you know
recognize
that?
No voice.
Come on. Oh, really?
If you could tell me the voice.
No,
if
no,
I
run
know
that
the
again.
Yeah,
run
okay,
that again.
Listen carefully.
Let me hear. Okay.
One more time, cat number two.
There's certain things you just have no control over, all right?
Really? Like what?
Like love.
Love. You know, what do you know about love? What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Yes, push him right in the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know the actor and actress. I don't know their voice.
Okay.
Can I go? Let me give you a hint.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is the finest actress. One of the drop dead finest.
You know, one of Tommy's absolute favorites.
Come on, boy. You got to be kidding me. All right, I'm completely stumped.
Boys to Men. Okay. Go ahead, nephew. You could tell him.
Oh, this is Boomerang, dog.
Boomerang,
that was,
Steve.
That's
that was
Eddie
Murphy.
And the beautiful, gorgeous.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, but see, I couldn't pick up Eddie's voice in it.
Really?
It doesn't sound like Eddie at all.
It didn't.
If I could have picked his voice up, I'd have got the move.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's
still
okay.
I probably wouldn't have said Boomerang.
You're doing well. You're doing well.
I'd have probably said Professor Clump. And him and Jada, you know, she fine, too.
All right. We got another one for you, Steve.
Yeah.
You'll probably get this one.
In 1966, Andy Dufresne escaped
hey,
from
Hey, stop. Shawshank Redemption.
Play it again, Cat.
Stop.
In 1966, Andy Dufresne.
Stop.
Morgan, I love you.
Shawshank Redemption.
I just want to
that's
play
up,
it
that's
again,
up there with Braveheart right there, buddy.
Woo. Nailed it.
In 1966,
okay,
Andy
Shirley.
Dufresne escaped from Shawshank Prison.
I know you guessed it, Steve. I just wanted to hear Morgan's voice again. Okay.
All right, well, I think you went to jail with him.
Okay, you got that one. That was good, Steve. You're still doing well.
Oh, you doing great, huh?
You got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here I am.
Okay, let's do number 8, Kat.
Uh-oh.
I'm the police. I run you
Stop.
Just live in.
Stop.
No, you don't.
Because King Kong ain't got nothing on me. That's training day, Pimp. I'm all over this thing right here. Play number 9.
You're killing it, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Okay. You're doing it, Steve. Uh-huh.
You're doing great. You really
I'm
are.
I'm waiting. Mm-hmm.
You know your Denzels. I'll give you that one.
Yes, because we only
have
one.
Well, we'll be back then. Stomping Steve ain't working out so good. Because looks to me like Steve is stomping back.
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are.
Yeah. Hard to stomp somebody when his foot higher than yours.
Tommy. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour, we're going to go to the phones. The phone call today was, do you work with somebody that's so fine? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that they are a distraction to you?
Tommy thinks it's him.
Yeah.
So quit acting like that's just like, that's you know, like I'm way off the mark here, okay?
Thank you.
Now, Shirley is
did you just
laughing.
Walla holla?
Yeah, she did.
God. Don't walla holla.
What's the question one more time?
Do you work with somebody who is so fine, they're a distraction?
Tommy thinks it's him.
So y'all gonna quit this. Y'all gonna quit this.
But Tommy.
Look, that part right there. That part.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, walla holla.
Making a fool of me. You got this wrong.
go to the phones. Let's go to line three and talk to Anna out of Nevada.
Good morning.
Hey, Anna. Mm.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Anna, have you ever had a job where somebody on it was so fine it was a distraction?
I was a trainer at my job and hooked up with my trainee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anna. Then you mess around and you got trained.
Mm. Yes, I sure did.
I know what happened.
He was 9 years younger.
Yes. Was it at the job or somewhere else?
No, we ended up living together for 3 years.
Oh, hell. Oh, that's good training.
This is a
full-blown relationship.
It's more than just a hookup.
That's how you train.
Yeah.
From now on, that's how you train.
It. Okay, Anna, so what happened?
Yeah.
We just grew apart, but it was good while it lasted.
Oh, still keep in touch, Anna?
We sure do.
Oh, you do?
He always says, I taught him how to be a man.
Mm. You still teach him how to be a man every now and then?
Oh, no.
No, it's over.
No, he's a married man now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow,
okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, Anna, you want to train me?
Oh my goodness.
So you got 3 years, Jim.
Hey, you gonna keep talking? She got a nice voice. I'm just...
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Junior say he need training.
I'll be out in Nevada this afternoon.
And Anna.
Yes, sir.
Junior make good money. Junior make more money than you do, I can promise you that.
Oh, I heard you taking away his money one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For not coming to work on Friday the 13th.
Oh, no, that's Tommy.
That was Tommy.
No,
it's always.
Oh, no, I wouldn't recommend Tommy to no damn.
You
talking about?
He's married anyway.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a damn if he wasn't married. I still ain't.
He tried to
never
stop that.
Me. You ain't ever see. I tried to stop the marriage. Yeah. So please.
Yeah, you did. That's true.
I tried to call it off. I didn't know.
All right, Anna.
Okay. I tried to call down to the place where they had the reception and get the money back, but it wasn't my money, so I forgot.
You demanded a refund.
Yeah, he had paid for it himself. I forgot he had money.
You tried to buy the date back?
Yeah, I tried to block it with money, but he had put his own money. He paid for it.
Stupid.
All right, Anna. Thank you so much. We appreciate your call.
Hey, y'all, we come back. Get ready for the back-to-back jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
34 minutes after that, we back, man. Shirley has recovered from his cuteness.
Barely.
See? See? Boy.
Oh, that was funny.
She's not distracted at work
anymore.
You get a couple movies right, and you think you all that.
Oh, man, I've been killing with the movies, man. That hurt you, too, man. That hurt Tommy right there.
We got a couple more to play.
Okay. All right, first, let's get to these back-to-back jams. Yeah. Come on, Cat, let's go.
Spider-Man and freezing full effect.
All right, we come back. They're going to try to get me one more time. I know they're going to try hard. We'll be back. Movie trivia has been shockingly overwhelming for the boss man. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
48 minutes after the hour. Let's go and play this song so we can go and get to this last one. Just one more thing. They sure need to get a good one. Play something crazy. Go ahead.
All right, Steve. All right. This is movie trivia, of course, in honor of the Oscars, which are this Sunday.
And Steve Harvey has shocked the nation. I've only missed two.
Two out of what? 11? Will be 11 once we play these last two. All right, let's go. Number five, Kat.
They're going to stop me on
this. You told Harpo to beat me.
Stop. Color Purple.
So easy.
Killing it.
But he never watches, so you don't know.
But he know that dog. Just through me.
Yeah, dog, ain't never seen Color Purple.
Why do you know it?
Because I see clips and stuff.
Yeah. All right.
You ain't never seen Color Purple?
Dog.
That's why people think you ain't black, dog. You got to quit this. You got to catch up.
Who the hell don't think I ain't black?
All right, one more.
Okay, come on. Let me. Yeah, listen.
Cat.
You told Harpo to beat me.
It was that mule, Pa. Old Joy. Old Joy the mule, I tell you, I was out there trying to plow that north field, and the mule just went crazy. He started kicking and bucking, hit me right there. Bust my eye, bust my lip. All my life, I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my uncles. I had to fight my brothers. Girl, child ain't safe in a family man's. But I ain't never thought I had to fight in my own house. I loves Harpo.
Come on.
Knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him beat me.
Yes, Oprah.
Come on, Oprah.
That's what got her that nomination for Best Supporting Actress back in the day.
Baby. This is fun. I love it. I love it.
We know.
You didn't know that either?
Steve Harvey is killing this.
Man. That's all he cares about.
I just can't believe. I mean, that's 9 out of 10.
9
out of 11. Yeah. I only missed 2. All right, last one. Let me go and try to hope you get a win, Tommy. I might even let you win this one.
Whatever.
Save your little career. Come on.
Number 7, Kat.
It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful audience. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely. Everyone's so lovely. And
stop
while
right
you're in the clapping mood.
What is
it? Hold up, dog. you can't stop for me.
That's enough. That's
what
enough
you mean,
right there.
That's enough.
You should know it.
Hold up, dog. You don't tell me what to do. You say, boy, you know what, dog? Oh, now you just trying to cheat your way in. But I'm finna shock your ass anyway. Just hold on. Let me think. Hold
run
on.
It
Let
again.
Me think
run
which
it
one.
Again.
Now you ain't got to run it again. Let me think of which one it is.
He's doing the line.
What are you doing? That's what he does. He'll sing it. Something that'll, you know.
It's a song.
Okay.
You got to hear
Nutty
more.
Professor.
No. No,
hold up. Hold up. It ain't Nutty Professor. It's, hold up. Play the line again.
Let it feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful audience. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely.
Stop. Cut the movie off. Coming to America. Got it.
The whole thing, Kat. That's it, Steve.
Well, let's run it. Let's run it.
We gotta run it.
It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful audience. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely. Everyone's so lovely. And while you're in a clapping mood, I'd like to give a big round of applause to my band, Sexual Chocolate.
Yes, sir.
Sexual Chocolate. They play so fine, don't you agree?
Yes.
I believe the children are our future. Thank you. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
I love it.
Give them a sense of pride. Make it easier. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, you can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all inside of me. Sexy chocolate.
Come on.
Damn it, you heard me.
Pot belly
like
all.
Your ass ain't heal me, man.
That fool said thank you and nobody clapped.
Man.
Oh, no. Oh,
classic scene right there.
Side of me. Sexy chocolate.
Steve, outstanding today.
You know what? Stumped. I just, you know.
Did you have fun?
You finna give your Oscar speech?
Yes, that's what it sounds like. You heard that, Tommy?
You know, first of all, I want to thank all the people out there who have supported. I just, you know.
Did you have fun?
You finna give your Oscar speech?
Yes, that's what it sounds like. You heard that, Tommy?
You know, first of all, I want to thank all the people out there who have supported. My knowledge of theater. And
oh,
movies.
God.
I want to thank Nephew Tommy for only throwing up 6 times during the entire day.
God.
I know what this means to you. I want to thank Elroy Smith for discovering my talent back in 94. Elroy Smith launched my radio career, recognizing and telling me that I was compelling on the radio. I want to thank
Marv Dyson.
You can play the music as you want to, but I got something else to say.
Wrap it up.
Oh, you Chance now. Huh? You Chance the rapper now.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at no Chance. Chance said, no, hell no. I ain't finna win another one. Let me go and get this in. I just want to say, you know, for all y'all haters out there that ever, you know, doubted me in the past, you know, haters make you greater. Doubt, when cast, is just a shadow of a cloud making room for sunlight. I want to thank
Marv Dyson.
Donald Trump.
Oh, here God, we got to go on that note.
I
want to
thank
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.